Hello, my name is Dayema, and you're listening to Unpurified, the Ramblings of a Black Queer Christian. For today's episode of the podcast, I honestly don't know exactly what I'm doing. I do have like a couple of thoughts that I wanted to share with y'all, but I don't really have like a set focus, I guess. So, yeah, I'm just gonna talk and hopefully it'll make sense in the end. So sit back, relax, and yeah, let me talk to you. I'm gonna keep it like really real with y'all, like raw. And I think I feel anxious every time I go to record, and I think I feel anxious because like I'm scared of telling my truth, and I'd be having dreams or nightmares, I guess, really, where it's like someone is like trying to like silence my voice. Either I can't talk, like I physically cannot move my mouth in a dream, or like someone, my mouth is like filled with substances and I can't talk because there's something inside of my mouth, and I spend the dream trying to take the stuff out of my mouth or like trying to speak. And it's like, I don't know why I'm so terrified, but I guess I'm just like, I'm scared of people commenting on my relationship. I'm scared of people trying to tell me like what they would have done in my situation or how they would have moved. Cause I'm like, I don't know. I feel like for me, this stuff was like, what I believed was like so undeniable. Like, it was so, like, I was seeing so many signs, and it was just undeniable. So it's just like, I don't know. It's a little weird every time I, like, go to talk about it. But it also just makes me feel like a fool. Because it's just like, I put all of my hope into this. Literally all of it. And I for sure thought this was going to come to pass. And it's just like, oh, it's not. And that sucks. Really bad. Like, it really sucks. And here lately, I have been I guess I realized why I'm so angry. And honestly, I think part of the reason why I'm so angry is because when I thought that I was the only bride of Christ, I thought that I had met someone that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. That Jesus was the one for me, and that I didn't want anyone else. And that was it. But now that I've been, like, I know that I've been deceived, I'm angry because, like, I felt like I found my person. I felt like I found who I was supposed to be with. And he's just gone now. Because I feel like ever since, you know, I found out that it's not true, he doesn't talk to me anymore. We used to talk all day, every single day. And now he doesn't talk to me anymore. And it makes me feel crazy. And I don't know, maybe he's talking to me in different ways. Like, I do get dreams. Now, I get a lot more religious dreams now. But it's just like, I don't know. I feel like I can't hear him the way that I used to hear him. And I guess I'm just upset because I'm like, I feel like our love was like stronger than anything. And I was okay with everything. Like, anything that could have happened, I would have been okay with. But I guess I'm mostly angry because I feel like he's not talking to me. And I feel like I see stuff all the time. Like, I look at religious stuff. And I look at Christian things. And I hear songs and, like, people talking. And they're like, God told me this. God told me to tell you this. And it's like, why is he talking to everybody but me? Like, it's just like, I feel like that's the biggest thing. 'Cause I don't know. At the end of the day, it's like, I don't necessarily, like, I don't want to act like I don't care at all, because I do care. But, like, I know that even if we're not romantic, we still have a very strong platonic relationship. So it's like, if he's not interested in me romantically, then I'm like, okay, like, I know we're still, like, close enough as friends for us to still basically have the same relationship, because that's essentially what we were anyways. We were just the best of friends. And it's just like, I don't know. I guess it's just like dealing with him not talking to me is what hurts the most. He used to talk to me so much that it would, like, work my nerves. Like, we would argue and just, like, I don't know, like, we would just talk to each other. And I guess the main thing I miss my friend. I miss my friend. And I just don't know why he's putting me through all of this. And I guess that's just what hurts the most. Because I'm like, why would you play with me when it comes to something that I care about literally the most in this world? The thing that I care about the most is you. And I'm like, okay. But I feel like I could, like, get through all of that. I could work through it and understand it if he just would talk to me about it and tell me why it happened. 'Cause I've been, like, sorry, I'm scratching. I've been, like, trying to find answers. And I don't know. I feel like when I talk, my brain is popping off. It is popping off. When I try to talk about Jesus, my brain attacks me. And I start to hear things. And my brain starts to be like, no one cares. No one wants to listen to that. No one wants to blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, I feel like I have to fight so much when I do this, like when I talk about Jesus. Because so much of my brain is like fighting me and telling me to like keep quiet and to not say anything. But it's like, I know that I need to talk about this and I need to tell it to somebody to get it out of me. You can go and tell everybody. I'm the man. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. But it's like, I feel like I need to. I feel like I need to say something to get it out of my system. But it's like, talking makes me anxious. And I just get like, I don't know. I just get anxious. And I'm just, I'm sad. If I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I'm sad and I miss Jesus. I miss the way that we used to talk and how we used to laugh. And how close we were. And I felt so comfortable with him. And I miss that. And now I feel scared of him. I feel terrified of him. Because I don't know if anything. I don't know if anything I went through was real. I don't know if anything that he told me was real. And it makes me feel like all of it is a lie. But I know that it's not entirely all a lie. Like, I know that he was talking to me about eternity. Even if I'm not the soul bride, I know he was talking about marrying me in eternity and like living together and like being with each other. So I know that that's like real, but my only thing is like, when we were together, he kept making an effort to like he kept telling me to be myself, and I would get anxious or like paranoid around him, and he'd be like, relax, just be yourself, I'm not gonna judge you, I don't care. And so I was completely myself. And it's the realest that I've ever been was with him. He was the only person that like, that I would cuss in front of. Cause I know that I would always say it in my head. And I heard a song that was like, I like the way that you cuss. And I was like, what? I was like, you don't care if I cuss at you? He was like, no. So I started cussing. And it's like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's like, I felt so free. Like, I was doing whatever. And I felt like he wasn't going to judge me and he wasn't going to be mean to me. And, like, I could just be myself. And I didn't have to, like, do that whole, like, I don't know, living that whole life of, like, being perfect and feeling like I had to be perfect. I was so chill. And honestly, guys, I want to write a book about it. I had a dream a couple of days ago. About it, essentially. And in this dream, I was still in school in this dream. And I wanted to major in engineering, computer engineering. And I wanted to do work specifically on artificial intelligence. I was like, I want to work with AI. And I was like, I want to do AI work when it comes to fashion and dating apps. I was like, because I want something that's going to be able to, like, do things like that. But now that I think about it, do you need AI for fashion? But you could, I don't know, because you can, like, date AI, but, like, I don't know, who knows what I was thinking. It's a dream, so it's not like I was thinking of having, like, a video game, like a fashion video game. So maybe I'm, like, thinking that, but my brain was like, oh, it's AI. But in the dream, I was in college and, like, I wanted to major in that. And, like, everything was digital. It was the future. Everything was digital. There were robots in my class. And they were nice. I was friends with one. And they were pretty cool. And so, like, I don't know how to explain it. I was, like, walking home from school one day. And, like, I was wearing, like, a nun's outfit. And I saw a group of other nuns who were there walking on the street, and they kind of, like, gave me a head nod, and we, like, looked at each other like, respect. We both gave each other a head nod. And I was, like, in my dream, and I knew that I wasn't a nun. Like, I was a nun. Like, I was a nun, but I knew that I didn't believe exactly what they believed. Because I was just a nun because of how I felt about Jesus. And I think they essentially are married to Jesus, right? Or something like that. That's what I thought. But I don't know if that's true. So I don't want to put words in their mouth that that's not who they are. But I know that that's why I became a nun in my dream. Because of the way I felt about Jesus. But then when I was walking home, I was looking up at the sky, and the sky started to turn purple. And I was like, something is happening. And I literally was like, I kept looking at it. And I was like, something is happening. Something's going on. And the purple colors, and there was an invisible, it was an invisible, like, car that was flying. And it became visible, and it, like, came down. And it just, like, floated down. And the car fell on top of me, but it was like, I was like in the trunk of the car. So it was like me and this other person was in the trunk of the car. Because it just floated on top of us. And we opened the trunk of the car and we were like in it. And so these were aliens. And aliens had came down, and they were saying that they were looking for a robot, because there's a robot that had, like, information on it that they needed. And so, like, they're looking for the robot. And I was actually talking to this girl in the car, or a person, I don't know their gender. I was talking to this person in the car. And they were like, yeah, like, I don't know, because I was just as a nun, so they were talking to me about, like, religious stuff. So, like, they were like, well, I don't really know, like, where I can place my faith. She was like, you know, I'm gonna just say she, even though I don't know, is that problematic? But she was like, I don't know where to place my faith. Because of so much of stuff, because of so much, because of everything that's going on. They were like, there's so much stuff that's happening, and like, I don't know what to trust and what to believe in. And I was like, yeah, I was like, the church lies to us and acts like you can't believe what you're seeing with your eyes. And I was like, this stuff is happening. This stuff is real. Because I was talking about the aliens. We were both talking about the aliens. And we're like, this is real. This is actually happening. And I'm like, the church wants to deny that aliens exist and, like, how they live here. And, like, we can see them. And it's like, you're not just going to, like, gaslight all of us into thinking that they're not here and we can't communicate with them. Like, because the aliens look exactly like people. They look the same as human beings. Also, one of the girls, when I was walking home, one of the human girls had an alien boyfriend. And that was one of the aliens that came down, and she was like, oh, I was just a boy. She was like, boyfriend or something like that. And that's when the car came down. And they all hopped out. So it was just like, I don't know. It was just, and so they, excuse me. They hopped out the whip. I was looking for a robot. I don't know what the information, I don't know what information the robot had, but I knew that the robot was my friend. And so I saw them. They had, like, powers to, like, essentially possess people. And they were, like, trying to possess the robot. And, like, people around the robot.
And so, like, he started, because the robot was like, I'm not giving you this information. They're like, come with us. And he's like, no. Or, like, give us the information. No. And so, like, they start trying to possess him. And I was like, you know what? And I was like, I rebuke you out of my friend. And I started screaming it. I was like, I rebuke you out of my friend. And it started like messing him up. Like he couldn't do what he was like trying to do. Like he was still able to do it a little bit, but it was like fighting him. And so I was like, I rebuke you out of my friend. And I just kept saying it over and over and over again. And since I was screaming that and it was working, so one of the other aliens like tried to possess me. And like I could feel myself getting weaker and like I was falling down, but I was still able to speak. And so I was still screaming it. And I was still like getting them to stop. And so then, like, since I was there's a whole bunch of other people there because it was like a bus stop. And so, like, all the other people there like saw what I was doing and saw that it was working. And so they started doing it too. And they're like, yeah, like, I rebuke you. And, they were like fighting them back. But then it was like, I was like dying in the background. So I had like fell to the ground and then I woke up. But I think I'm gonna write a book about this, to be honest. I'm gonna write a book. Who knows how long it's gonna take me. But I think I'm gonna write a book about the 144,000. And how they fight aliens. Like they fight aliens, and then it's gonna be like futuristic, and like robots are gonna be everywhere. So I think that's what I'm gonna do, like an alternate reality. What's it called? Tribulation. Alternate reality tribulation. Because y'all know I studied Revelation. So I know a lot about what's gonna happen during the tribulation. So, yeah. I want to write a book. I think I want, I also want to write a book because I feel like I want to write about me being the bride of Christ. Because I don't know, I feel like writing a book would, like, at least get me paid somehow from all of this foolishness. Where it's like, well, if I don't have, like, if it's not real, then I could just write a book about everything that I experienced. Because it's interesting. So I'm just like, You know? But I don't know. I don't really have much to say today. I've just been anxious lately and kind of sad. So, I don't know. That's kind of all I wanted to say, to be honest. But yeah. Yeah. Hopefully I won't feel so anxious all the time. But yeah. If you made it all the way to the end of this podcast, thank you for listening.
Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. If you would like to find me online, I'm on Instagram at The Bible Is Inclusive, and I'm on Twitter at Bible Inclusive. I also have a book. It's called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? And that's available in paperback and ebook. And that's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Kobo, Scribd, and other retailers. And if you would like to visit my website is called thebibleisinclusive.com. And that is the host of my blog. And I make many posts on there about, like, you know, the spiritual things that I have found out. I tend to be more active on the blog than I am on my podcast. So I recommend that you subscribe to my website so that you can get updates every time I post on there, because, you know, she posts on there more frequently. And if you would like to become a Christian, you can figure that out on my website as well. You can go to the menu. There's a tab and it says, you know, how to become a Christian, and it'll show you the prayer that you can pray in order to become a Christian if you would like to. And also, you don't have to, you're not forced into this, but if you would like to donate to me, you can also go to my website and there is a tab on there that says donate, and you can put in, you know, however much money you would like. They have a single, like, one-time donations, and they also, I think they have reoccurring donations on there too, so you can, you know, do it however you want and you'll be able to donate to me. And yeah, thank you again for making it all the way to the end of the podcast, and I'll see y'all in the next one.